existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm your host, Oscar Blair, and today we're covering size and relativity. First of all, there are three quarks in a nucleon, which make up an atom's nucleus. The atom is about 100,000 times bigger than the atom's nucleus. Here's where it gets crazy. There are about 133 quindicillion atoms on Earth. That's 133 with 48 zeros after it. That's crazy. But it only gets crazier from here. The Earth takes up around 0.003% of our solar system's mass. And scientists estimate there are tens of billions of solar systems in the Milky Way. There are around 47,000 galaxies in our cluster, and there are around 12 clusters in our supercluster. And there's about 10 billion superclusters in the observable universe, and the entire universe is an estimated 250 times bigger than the observable universe. Wow. It's just completely impossible to comprehend. There's billions and billions of atoms in our body, and there's room for quadrillions of bodies in the universe. And it's just, you can't even picture a trillion. It's like physically impossible. And the universe might still be expanding, so it's just getting bigger. It's just crazy to think about. Let's say you're outside sitting under the stars. You're surrounded by these tiny microscopic organisms that are still made of millions of atoms. So you can go so far deep in either direction, super small or gigantic. Because if you're looking at the stars, remember, those stars are gigantic balls of gas. And on a universal scale, stars are like pretty small. Like, they're tiny. If you had an eye the size of a universe, you wouldn't be able to see the sun. Or just any star. They're too small. Another thing to think about is the blue whale. They're the biggest animal to ever live on Earth. They're like 80 feet long, and if you're the size of an atom, it's completely impossible to comprehend how big a blue whale is. But if you're the size of a universe, it's completely impossible to comprehend how small a blue whale is. And if you're short or tall, just remember, you're gigantic and tiny at the same time, so it doesn't really matter. For instance, if you took an ant's brain, which is 4 micrometers long, and a human brain, which is 15 centimeters, so 150,000 micrometers long, if you had atoms for eyes, you would see two gigantic things. And they'd both look about the same size. They're too big to comprehend. And if you had two universe-sized eyes, you wouldn't be able to see them. I know I'm just stressing the same point over and over again, but it's crazy that we're part of bigger things and we are bigger things that smaller things are a part of. Anyway, remember to follow my Instagram, existentialteenager_, and feel free to slip into my DMs. My email is existentialteenager@gmail.com. My website is existentialteenager.wixsite.com/home. Feel free to contact me with questions, comments, or concerns, or ideas. And catch me tomorrow on the next podcast, on which the subject will be whether everything is predetermined in the universe or not. Thanks for listening. See you next time.